Hello, everyone. I'm Gary Roby with our call to worship. We thank God for mothers.
I hold you in my heart as together we take part in the gift of life our Jesus died to give. I hold you in my heart, and I'm sure that from this start we will love each other more each day we live. Whenever I think of you, I thank my God. With joy I pray for you and thank my God. I know beyond a doubt that the Lord who called us out has begun His work here within our hearts. There's no question in my mind, we'll meet again and we will find that God is making something fine of you and me. Whenever I think of you, I thank my God. With joy I pray for you and thank my God. Whenever I think of you, I thank my God.
Thank you, God, for a nation that sets aside a day each year when we're encouraged to thank you for the mothers you have blessed us with. Many of us have happy thoughts about the God-fearing woman you placed into our life, who serves as an example of what you can do through one person yielded to you. A humble and loving servant to those around her, and especially to her family. Father, I pray for those listening today that have experienced a mother that was not a virtuous woman. Help them to see how that you even worked in their lives through that. And some are hurting today as they think about Mother's Day's past, as their mother is gone, not in their lives. Bless them with positive, happy memories. Help them to remember those that were happier times. We thank you, Lord, for those mothers in our lives, for those who are salt and light to this world. Bless them, God, for their service to everyone around them as they are serving you with talents, gifts, and supplies that you have given to them. Continue to keep them in the center of your will. Give them wisdom and strength of your Holy Spirit. We ask these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen.
Come into your presence. What a wonderful joy, by a new and living way, by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And Father, you've become our protector. You're our deliverer. You've become our shield. Your word says, "For thou, O Lord, you are a shield for me. You're the glory and you're the lifter of my head."
We appreciate you joining us during this call to worship and praise today. We offer a convenient email service that will provide you with information about each week's call to worship program. This convenient reminder includes a link to that week's program and also includes scripture references for the devotional topic. To subscribe to this free weekly email service, simply visit our website, calltoworship.us. Then enter your email address in the very bottom right-hand corner in order to subscribe. Thank you for your letters and your financial support of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And please visit us online at calltoworship.us, where you can make your tax-deductible donation safely and securely. Thank you very much for listening today. I pray that this is a valuable part of your worship.
Lullaby, 'cause all my heart can do is cry.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship.
I will give thanks to thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing praises to thee among the nations. For thy steadfast love is great.
God gives us several responsibilities when it comes to our mother. Love. The greatest is love. If your mother is a Christian, then love her not only as your mother, but as your sister in the Lord. If she's not yet saved, then remember God's command to love everyone, even our enemies. Honor your mother for the position she's been given. It is God who blesses a woman with a child. The life He creates is a gift from God, an honor that He bestows on a woman. Psalm 127, "Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is His reward." We have the privilege to honor our mothers, and that is also commanded and promoted as a good thing. Ephesians 6, "Honor thy father and mother," which is the first commandment with promise. "Respect your mother," Leviticus 19. "Each of you must show great respect for your mother and father." In addition, if your mother is older, then you must respect your elder. Leviticus 19, "Stand up in the presence of the elderly and show respect for the aged." "Praise your mother," Proverbs 31. "Her children stand up and bless her. Her husband praises her as he states, 'There are many virtuous and capable women in the world, but you surpass them all.'" Charm is deceptive and beauty does not last, but a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise. Forgive your mother. Ephesians 4. "Don't use foul or abusive language. Let everything you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. And do not bring sorrow to God's Holy Spirit by the way you live. Remember, He has identified you as His own, guaranteeing that you will be saved on the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. Instead, catch this, be kind to each other, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, just as God through Christ has forgiven you. Remember things about your mother. If she's no longer around, then pray that God will help you to remember those things that she taught you, that you would remember and apply those things that will help you to be more like Christ. If your mother is still living, then communicate with her about the things that you remember. Look for opportunities to bless her with compliments regarding something you learned from her. Some noteworthy mothers in Scripture include Eve, of course, the very first woman, first wife, and the very first mother. She was beguiled by Satan to disobey God. That event has served as a reminder, a warning, for all of us to flee temptation. Elizabeth. We find the short but important story about Elizabeth in the first chapter of Luke. She had never had a child and was long past childbearing years, but by the grace of God, she bore a son, not just a son, John the Baptist, the prophet who foretold the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ. And Mary of Nazareth, the mother of Jesus, is found in all four Gospels. Among other godly traits, we see her as obedient and a woman of faith. Heavenly Father, we pray a special blessing this and every day for the women put in the position as mothers, not just those who have carried a child in their womb, but all women who are serving in the role as mother. Lord, continue to meet all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and give them wisdom that they need, a discerning spirit, and strength to do good, so that others may see their good deeds and glorify God. Lord, let it be so. Amen.
In every heart, the hurt and right the wrong, a song of joy that doesn't cease, that brings us home and perfect peace. I hear the song, that gentle Maestro Jesus lives within. His hand conducts my every task, and every day this prayer I ask, make me an instrument of thy praise. Tune me and polish me.
So many folks are lonely.
look about and see them, I can't help making this my prayer. Let your blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your love flow out through. When I meet another lost one, give me all the right words I should say. Oh, help me not be weak or timid, for their only chance may be today. Let your love flow through me. Let your love flow through me. Make me a blessing, Lord, wherever I may be. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your love flow out through me. Keep me pure, keep me clean, so that you might be seen. Let your love flow.
Our call to worship today has been invested in God's Word, spoken, and in song. Be sure to thank your mother for all she means to you. And if she is no longer in your life, thank God for all He taught you through knowing her. I hope that this time has been encouraging and an important part of your worship. Please take just a moment to write to us. Our address is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And friend, if you're not yet a believer, please listen. God loves you and wants you to have life through Him. All of us are sinners. God sent the very best He had to be payment in full for all of our sins. He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross and then rose again on the third day. Believe in your heart, confess your sins to God, and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. When you do that, tell someone. Find someone you know that is a Christian or a local pastor. God will direct you as your Heavenly Father. I'd love to hear from you. Our mailing address, again, is Call to Worship, Post Office Box 8753, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or contact us through our website, calltoworship.us. That address, again, is calltoworship.us. And now, until we answer the call to worship once again, Proverbs 31. Charm is deceptive, and beauty does not last. But a woman who fears the Lord will be greatly praised. Reward her for all she has done. Let her deeds publicly declare her praise.
If home is real,